Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. Now that's a promise of the Bible. He will make you rich, whoever you are, no matter what your beginning circumstances are. From ghetto to glory, don't make a bit of difference to God. And He'll do it. But there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to obey. There's lots of stumbling blocks between you and that rainbow. Lots. And Satan will do his best to defeat you in every single area. You realize pride can keep you out of money. All you have to do is be arrogant, prideful. God says, you're really not a candidate this time, please. You with me? Humility is important to get things from God. Very important. You have to stay that way after He gives it to you. So, I'm not talking about all the other places you could miss it. All I'm talking about is first and foremost is you've got to first believe it's for you, or you could never exercise faith for it. First, we've got to establish that it's for every child of God. Every person that believes in God, it's for them. Every one of us. You know, and I said to that person too, by the way, you know, and they never quote this, you know, whenever the Democrats are talking about, you know, we need to take care of the people, a lot of times they just want to take care of the poor folks so that they can get their votes. Because you realize whether you have no money in your pocket or whether, you know, I have a million in mine, our vote is equal. Did you get that? Your vote, whether you got no money at all, carries as much weight as my vote does. And I said, did you notice that they never quote the book of Thessalonians that says, if a man will not work, neither let him eat? I said, you never hear him quote that verse. Talking about we need to be good to the poor, and we do. We need to help people. People go through hard times sometimes. They need help. It's fine. But you understand that you can't allow people to just live off of you if they don't want to work. You can't allow them to. It's not doing them any good. It's not doing us any good. The money could be better spent somewhere else. The Bible says if a person, man, woman, whoever, will not work, so God wants you to have a job, obviously, then don't let him eat. That doesn't mean you don't help people when there's an interim problem and they need help. But if somebody is exhibiting a lifestyle of lack of work and can just make as much money by sitting at home as you do working hard, then just don't let them eat. I guarantee you when their stomach starts to grumble loud enough, they'll get up and do something about it. You with me? Read the book of Proverbs, you'll see that's true. You know, one thing about hunger is I tell folks all the time is it always comes back around. Did you ever notice that? Fill your belly today. 24 hours later, buddy, it's going to come back around, hunger. Never leaves us, always with us. So now, having said all that, did you get it? I have to lay all that groundwork. You know, understand when you build a house, you don't just start sticking up lumber. You lay a foundation, first the footing, then a foundation, then you start laying up the lumber. So, and then eventually the roof. But we'll just start with the foundation and footing today. Deuteronomy, the eighth chapter. Listen to what it says. I'm going to read up until the 18th verse, so stay with me. All the commandments, now this is God promising Israel. All the commandments that I'm commanding you today, you should be careful to do. Now, before I go any further, if you don't see that part of that verse, then you will miss it. We won't even go on. You've already missed it. Notice he said, you be careful. That does not mean slipshod. That does not mean you serve God at your leisure. That does not mean you do it when you feel like it. And if you really don't feel like it, don't bother about it. You're not being careful. You're being sloppy in your walk with God. And you don't even qualify. You haven't even got past the first 10 words. Be careful to do what he says. That means you give it your heart, your mind, everything about you, give it full attention. Well, if I get to it, I will. If I get time to read today, you know, maybe I will. And if I really don't, you know, it's really no big deal. God loves us, you know. Bible says, come as you are. But God never said, stay that way. In fact, the Bible says over and over that believers are to grow up into God, learning what is pleasing to the Lord, as Paul wrote. So God will take you the way you are, whatever condition you're in, but he in no way, shape, or form wants you to stay that way. He'll love you where you're at in any condition, no matter how low it is. But please, his will is not for you to stay that way. So he said, be careful to do it that you might live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers. You shall remember the way which the Lord your God has led you these 40 years, talking about through the wilderness, leading his people, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you'd keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, or as it says, he permitted you to be humbled, and let you be hungry, permitted you to be hungry, and fed you with manna, that is from heaven, which you didn't know, nor your fathers knew, that he might make you understand that man doesn't live by physical bread, really, but man lives by every word or everything that proceeds out of the mouth of Almighty God. That's how you'll live. That's how you'll be blessed. That's how you'll eat. That's how you'll succeed, is by the words of Almighty God. Your clothing didn't wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you, that is instructing you, just as a man instructs or disciplines his children. He's teaching you. Therefore you should keep the commandments of the Lord your God, walk in his ways, and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountain and springs flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, in other words, plenty. A land where you shall eat food without scarcity. Now, if you don't have food in your cabinet, it ain't his fault. It ain't his fault. God, why are you doing this? Well, he may be permitting it. He's not doing it. Get that straight. You're doing it, and the devil's doing it. He may be permitting it so that you can see that man doesn't live by his own reasonings. He lives by every word that comes out of his mouth. He's letting you, permitting you to be frustrated, to be humbled, so that you can understand that you're not going to live by what you think or by what you want. You're going to live by what he said. Did you get that? When you've eaten, verse 9, a land which you shall eat food without scarcity, in which you shall not lack anything. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper, prosperity. And when you've eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he's given you. When's the last time you thanked God for your bed? For your house. Just say, Lord, thank you, man. Thank you. You know, I remember one time that when I started serving to pick up, you know, I've mentioned this before. And I'm just going to digress because there's a point in this. But I remember when I was just laying in bed one time. I was just so glad. It was cold, cold outside. And I was laying in bed. This is the mid-80s. I'm thinking, God, thank you. It's warm in here. Thank you, man. I got this warm bed. You know, it's snowing outside. It's cold. I'm thinking, God, thank you. You know, in this heart, my heart started thinking, you know, there's folks out there that they're freezing. They don't have what I have. And so my heart moved me to just go out and start helping the homeless. So I signed on to the homeless winter patrol, which means I went out in my own vehicle and looked every place I could find for homeless people. I'd go to bus stops. We'd find them in bus stops. We'd find them in the bus stop bathrooms. We'd find them in boxes. We'd find them in abandoned buildings. We would find them in the hospital. Some of them get hurt. You know, they get drunk, fall down, and, you know, hurt themselves. Pick them up from the hospital. In fact, one guy I picked, I threatened to tell you some of those stories someday. That was one of the wildest times in my life, man. You just don't know what it's like to deal with, and not all homeless people are demon-possessed, but some of them are. And, man, this one guy I dealt with, man, he was demon-possessed. This guy had to have a legion in him. I mean, he was. And I remember I came in this one time. I'll just share one story. You want to hear some of this? I went into a hospital, and, you know, I don't recommend you do this because, you know, honest to God, I really don't. If God doesn't call you to do it or he doesn't put it in your heart, don't do it, because you could put yourself in jeopardy. And then what would your wife do without you or your husband do without you? Don't do what God has not called you to do just because somebody else did it, because you could wind up dead. But anyway, you know, back then I was, you know, a little bigger than I am now. And and wasn't near as afraid as I would be now. But anyway, so I went into this hospital, and here's this guy that I'm supposed to pick up. He's sitting there on the gurney. Anwar Sadat. This is exactly what he was doing. Anwar Sadat. Anwar Sadat. I'm thinking, dear Jesus. So I walked up, and I knew this guy's messed up. He's out in Looneyville. So I walked up to him. I didn't say it real loud, but I just walked up to him, and I put my finger in his face, and I said, in the name of Jesus, shut up, demons. And he just shut up. He went, oh. And I remember, I said, now come on, get down, come with me. So I'm walking him out, taking him to shelter, and all of a sudden, he was really whacked out. I'm going to show you. We're walking out, and we're headed towards, you know how the hospital doors will just, when they see you come, you know, we're getting towards the hospital. He goes, look, 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 and he gets down on the ground, and he starts doing CPR to the concrete. God is my witness. And then we come out, and there's an ambulance parked right there in front of the emergency exit, and he sees the snake on the pole. You ever seen that? You know where that came from, by the way? The Bible. When they were going through the wilderness and the serpents were biting them, God said, Moses, put up a bronze pole, a cross, a standard, stick it in the ground, and put a serpent on it, and everybody that looks upon that will be healed. That's where that came from the Bible. Well, anyway, he starts doing this, and then he sees this serpent on the pole, and he gets down, and he sees this serpent, and he starts, I don't know if he was worshiping it or what he was doing. He was freaking me out. I mean, I was freaking me out, guy. I mean, anyway, I took him back to the shelter, and you tried to get a picture of me on the ground, didn't you?
Just to try.
I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is God's Prosperity is for You Too. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or marksslay.org. That's marksslay.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life.